We're off to Scotland now to speak to Shona McCarthy, who's the chief executive of the Edinburgh Festival Fringe Society. This year's Fringe Festival starts tomorrow, the 3rd, and runs until the 27th of August. It is to become the world's first contactless tap-to-tip festival. Welcome to the show, Shona.
Good morning.
Hi, thanks very much for joining us. This must be a busy time of year for you, I imagine.
Oh, my goodness. So you can feel it, like, the change that happens in this week, just in the buzz in the city, and you walk out of our offices and suddenly all of the artists and street performers have started already on the Royal Mile. And there's just a huge kind of energy, and all of the kind of pop-up venues that happen around the city have all been created. And it's really exciting.
Fabulous stuff. So for people who haven't been to the festival, just describe what happens, can you?
Edinburgh is a kind of very special place to be in the month of August, because you have the Fringe Festival, but you also have the Edinburgh International Festival, the Book Festival, the Art Festival, and the Edinburgh Military Tattoo. So there are five major events happening all at one time. The population of the city trebles, and literally a kind of medieval city that is Edinburgh is transformed by artists and performers from all over the world who take over venues, who take over the street, and literally turn the city into a kind of creative explosion, if you like. And the Fringe alone this year has 3,600 shows over the month of August, and something like 52,105 performances of those shows. So the scale of it is, it's quite simply the kind of the biggest platform for performing arts in the world.
Wow, fantastic. And there's a real mixture of whether you pay for things or not. I believe in this year's Fringe, there are 697 free shows, 260 where you can pay what you like, and 1,937 premieres. That's amazing.
And it's that kind of mixture that makes this that makes the Fringe so extraordinary. It sticks to that founding principle of being an open access festival, which means that quite literally anyone who has a voice and wants to express an idea creatively, it's an uncensored festival. We don't curate or select the program. It's something quite special, something that should be on everybody's bucket list to experience at least once.
Oh, absolutely. And there's some big names who have had their big break at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, the likes of Miranda Hart, Graham Norton, Emma Thompson, Hugh Laurie, the list goes on.
Yeah, and I mean, this year's no exception. And I think it's, again, another thing that's just kind of incredible about this particular event, that you can have someone who's at the very start of their career, who's looking to be discovered, side by side on the street or on a stage with some of those kinds of names that you already mentioned, major established professional artists. So many people tell us that they had their starting point at Edinburgh Fringe. I mean, more contemporary times, people like Eddie Izzard and Deborah Frances White, the Guilty Feminist. And last night I was at an event where Simon Callow was promoting his show at the Fringe this year. It's extraordinary, and we've some lovely kind of, I love it that this year it seems like the ladies are back in town. So names that are kind of more recognisable from established television programmes like Maureen Lipman and Helen Lederer, and these ladies are all performing on the Fringe this year. So Edinburgh is kind of a really extraordinary place to be in this month.
Oh, I bet. And do people have to book up way in advance in terms of getting somewhere to stay? It must be difficult to get a hotel in Edinburgh in August.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, but you know, the city is kind of aware of that too. So there are many options, and even if you can't get somewhere affordable in Edinburgh, there's kind of plenty of places in the hinterland. And don't forget that Glasgow is only a 45-minute train ride along the way. So, yeah, I mean, it's like any big city that has events going on. It can be tricky enough, but you know, you can always find a way.
Absolutely. Well, the website, if people want more information about everything that's coming up at the Edinburgh Fringe throughout the month of August, is edfringe.com. That's the best place, is it?
Edfringe.com is the best place, and you can always get tickets for shows. I mean, the choice and the range is just so vast that, yeah, you'll find something. This year, our campaign is called Into the Unknown, encouraging people to not just come and see those big names and the people that they recognise, but actually see the Fringe as a whole place for discovery and to find something that's going to surprise you and that you haven't seen before.
Yeah. So. And you're guaranteed to find something for everyone, aren't you? I mean, there's lots of events aimed at kids and families, and then there's some more adult entertainment available. There really is something for everyone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's everything from cabaret and burlesque, which would be at the more risky end of the spectrum and definitely for an adult audience, right down to just fabulous children's theatre. And I mean, we saw some brilliant new writing across the Fringe this year as well. So and of course, comedy and the street performances. We new stages all along the Royal Mile this year, and circle shows. And as you said at the start, you know, you can pay the big money for big ticket comedians, and you can have an access into the Fringe through the free Fringe shows in the street that is pay what you want.
Yeah, well, it's definitely on my bucket list, Shona. Every year when I see that it's approaching again, I think, oh, I've missed it again. I will get there, I promise.
Oh, we look after you well, I promise you. Make sure you take that time next year and get up to Edinburgh. It's really something to behold.
Oh, I can imagine. It's going to happen. So edfringe.com is the website if people want more information. Shona McCarthy, thank you very much for joining us, and hope it all goes well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.